brought my coat in.
And it say, here I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have.
Oh, well, you done. I'm getting all messed up now.
You want to stop now, or do you?
You done asked me so much that I done lost my mind.
Talking about clothes, just say, I tried that coat on to see how it.
Then why?
You say, I tried on the coat to see how well it did what?
Fit.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
full, or bulged out, something.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
drawed up.
Okay, or another way of saying that, I washed it and it
shrunk up.
And you say, every shirt I've washed recently has
everything you washed, it done well?
Has what? If it got smaller, you say I've washed, everything I've washed has
drawed up or shrunk up.
And I hope this new shirt won't
do the same, I guess.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Yeah, but I like to do that myself.
What would you say about a woman who likes to stand in front of the mirror and
I don't know what I'd say about that. She's dressing herself up, I guess.
Did you ever say primp?
Primp up, yeah. She's primping up, I guess.
Would you say that about a man?
Yes. I'd say the same thing, because he would be doing the same thing, wouldn't he?
Okay. And something that you can keep your money in is called a
wallet or a purse.
And something women would wear around their neck.
Necklace, which how you call it?
Or talking about beads.
Oh.
You'd call that a, what, a bead?
Ooh, I don't know what you'd call it.
You call that a pair of beads or a string of beads? Or
String beads,
I guess. I don't know what you'd.
There wouldn't be no pair, it'd be just one bead, one bead.
And something that a woman would wear around her wrist would be a
bracelet.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Piece of suspenders.
Any old fashioned name for that?
Yeah, suspenders.
No. I didn't know. I done forgot now what they called it again. But I've heard them call it something besides suspenders, but I don't forgot what it is.
And what you'd hold over you when it rains would be a
umbrella.
And the last thing you put on the bed.
Be a bedspread.
What's something that women used to make to put on beds?
Quilts.
Well, they used to make quilts, I know.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
What?
You remember anything about twice as long?
A bolster.
A bolster, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know that. That's right.
How far across did it go?
All the way across the bed.
And say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you might make a
pallet on the floor.
And talking about land, if say if you raised a lot of cotton, you'd say this year we had a good
crop.
And you'd say, I expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very.
It's so what?
The soil is.
It's rich.
It's in good shape and it's rich.
What different kinds of land are there?